And I know the team is thinking about those kinds of things. How do you get someone to get, call it a trial starter kit? How can we ultimately make it easy for people to discover where could I go beyond that trial? You know, whether it's a Linden home or steampunk this or Bay City that or whatever, there's possibilities for them to go where they can sample and try different communities and ultimately, hopefully, find their preferred place to be and live for the next period of time, find their community and find their home. So, yeah, there's thoughts being discussed around that. And we're constantly testing new experiences. Is it giving people something to do? Is it giving someone a place to live? Because that's not even necessarily true that everybody's looking for a home to rent and live in. That is a subset of the users. For other people, it's playing games. For other people, it's listening to music. For other people, it's performing. It's a huge variety. It's not sort of one size fits all here. And it's not necessarily an expectation that 100% of our users are going to have a home. That's one piece of what is interesting to some people. So you don't necessarily want to have a funnel where the entire purpose for everybody is to go get yourself a home. That would be counter to wishes or needs of other segments of users. So we have to find that balance of how do we find out what you want? What are you looking for? And how do we get you to what you're looking for as quickly as possible? That's the complexity of this world we have here, that there's so many options. And I've kind of likened it to a little bit like we kind of drop you off at the airport and then say, good luck. Figure out what you want in life, right? And you have to have your own motivation to spend the energy and time to go discover what is relevant to you. And that's not an easy thing to do because people that are new to Second Life have no idea what to expect, what exists here. Why would I even assume that there are these types of communities or these types of activities or this kind of content or that kind of whatever? Why would I assume that that exists at all? So it's not like I can start searching for it like in Google, because we all have grown up in the physical world with a lot of knowledge about what's out there. And, you know, it's basically a lookup for you to go get what you want. Whereas in this virtual world that people get sent into, like the first three things they see or one thing they see, that's maybe that's their entire assumption of what the entire thing is. And you can't blast them with, here's 100 options. Oh my God, people don't want choices. So finding that simple onboarding, but also gives them a clue that there's way more out there if you just go look, is kind of an interesting balancing act. And we're constantly testing and trying to figure out the best path to lead users through. And it's not just one path. You can have different messaging up front for certain different types of segments of users, and you set the expectations for them, and then you try to take them down a path where you deliver on that expectation, where they feel that the thing they wanted to go get, they actually do get. So it's not, again, one size fits all as far as how to drive new users into Second Life and get them to understand and stick around. It's a complex puzzle, and the team is constantly iterating and trying different messages, different paths, different experiences, and see which ones perform well, and constantly measure and A/B test for what works better. This message, this experience, and we do most of it. And there's also community gateways and other ways for the community and residents to try their own flavors beyond what we're capable of, because we can't message every subject matter to every potential user and match every part of Second Life with some user. That's just too big of a puzzle. So we have to figure out on some sort of the sweet spot. And hopefully with a lot of help from you all, you will find niches and special ways of bringing in users that we can't get to in the long tail of things.